Welcome to the Lock Boss Show. I am your host, PJ Slauson. Now, this show is dedicated to all the lock bosses that want to learn and want to grow. But guess what? We also want you to win. And in order for you to do that, you need to join us every live YouTube giveaway. All you need to do is go over to YouTube, type in CLK Supplies, or use the hashtag LockBoss, or even better, in the show notes, just click on the link, it'll take you right there. Watch any of our current videos and you'll see exactly how you can join the fun for free, and together we will learn, grow, and win. Hey everybody, how is it going today? Let me go here and switch my screens up a little bit. Hope everyone's having a great Tuesday. Welcome to the hashtag LockBoss show and giveaway, where we're going to be hooking up five people here in just a little bit. So as you can see, we did have Javon scheduled to be on with us, but unfortunately he got stuck on a job because he's out locksmithing. And so today you're going to get yours truly. So we're going to have some fun today and of course announce our five winners. And so, you know, we're going to do a little differently, and we're just going to interact a little bit about talking about the battles and the Key Express machine and all of that fun stuff. So unfortunately, sorry, Javon could not make it, but hopefully we'll be able to catch up with him very soon. So for all of you out there who are also drinking Topo Chico, cheers. All right. So let's go ahead and let's get the show started. All right. So posts of the week. Now, of course, through the end of this month, any order over $380 will get you a free Van Life LockBoss hat. So pretty cool there. All right. Post of the week. This is a funny one, right? So, you know, I don't know where they found this one, but you have to think. So if I'm, I mean, that has to be Photoshopped, right? That has to be Photoshopped, because there is no way you're going to be able to turn the key into that. I mean, that's crazy. That's crazy. That's a good one, though. Yeah. It's good, though. It's good, though. It looks Photoshopped to me, though. Next up here, so we have Dustin actually sent this in here. It looks like that some IC, SFIC cores and keys. And is that a hard to tell if that's a Leashy pick down there or not from my little screen here? But Dustin, very cool. Thank you for sending that picture in. I'm glad you find them useful. All right, next up, this is from Gerald. So it looks like he took one of his winnings and did a little photo shoot, right? That's the Framen impressioning handle. And looks like he stuck it into his van door. And nice, by the way, nice LockBoss sticker right above that. That's pretty good. That is pretty good. All right, next up, we got comment of the week. Here we go. Gumby says, thanks for the video, PJ. I noticed the PDF did not include space and depth info. Is that because it's different for each series? Thanks again. Yeah, pretty much. So there's so many different code series there that to list all of them, I mean, it would have been a few pages. And I think at that point, right, when there's one code series or maybe two, it's worth really, you know, listing that out so you can kind of absorb the information as far as the depth and space stuff goes. But when it starts to get to, you know, as many code series there are for those GM 10 cut keys, it's really, you know, we found it's better just to list them so you kind of know what to look for. And I'd even go a step further, right? One of the main reasons I like to list those code series on the paper is because, A, if you see more than one, it's really important to know if you're going to be coding that lock with a Leashy or you're going to get a key code. It's really good to know what to expect when you're getting ready to do that job. So that's really the main purpose there for it. But yeah, that's the answer to that question. All right. Oops. Oop. All right. So let's back off this here for a minute. All right. So with Javon, okay, we were going to be talking about the key machines battle, the Key Express versus the Blue Punch for SFIC, and then also the Key Express, which up against the Raitan Punch. Now, I'm stumbling a little bit because I've been calling it the Key Express ever since Phil was on live and we got to talk about it. And I see that. I know you guys saw some of the winners there for a second. You know, I'm getting a little, you know, this Topo Chico is getting me a little excited over here. Oopsie, that's right, Lock Mechanic. So is what I want to do is kind of talk about, right? So the KX1, which at the time I didn't know it was actually the, you know, Key Express. You know, I really hope through those videos that you could really see the differences between the Blue Punch, the Raitan, and the Key Express. So I really wanted to put it up against those couple different punches that are on the market. I figured it wouldn't be fair to put it up against the Framen 2 or even like a 1200 machine because they're so different from each other, right? Well, would you agree on that, you know? Or I should say, is there any other machine that you would like to see the Key Express get put up against in a battle or some sort of comparison? So definitely let me know in the chats here. I have them open. I can kind of see them. So yeah, we'll do that. So as far as that goes, though, you know, I think the moral of the story, right, like I think what we all kind of have agreed upon is that if you have high volume of cutting SFIC or Schlage or Kwikset or anything like that, having the Key Express is very helpful. You know, but of course, you know, you have to have it stationary, you have to have power to it, where the punch machines, right, those are mobile, but doing a couple hundred of them can get tough, right? And so I see on there, yeah, Lock Mechanic says apples and oranges, and I get that, but what else is there to really compare it to for the most part when it comes to the Key Express? So, yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of in a league of its own. I tell you what, this is what I do wish, you know, cutting Medico keys on the Medico machine is tough. You know, I mean, you have the, your dials, like the biaxial type system, M3, you know, you have your dials, you have all this stuff, this other stuff you have to memorize, and to be able to use the Framen Key Express up against instead of using that would be great. I thought about doing a biaxial battle with the Medico machine. That might be kind of fun. I don't know. You have to tell me, should we do a biaxial battle? I guess that's a good question. That might be fun to see how that were to go. But in my book, it'd be an easy win on the free, on the Key Express there. So you have to let me know what you think on that. But yeah, so besides that current machine and setup, you know, I think one of the biggest benefits really, let me see here. I would like to see a biaxial battle, Bradley says. Yeah, or even maybe up against a Triton might be kind of fun. Yeah, biaxial battle, okay. I mean, if you guys are thinking we should do a biaxial, I'll definitely get it set up. We'll get one of the Medico machines. It'll be a bloody defeat, though. I think it'll be a bloody defeat, but we'll have to see. But, you know, so coming up here in a couple of days, you're going to see another Key Express video where we're talking about a different keyway than the SFIC. So you'll be seeing that. But I think it's really important why I pointed out doing the best keys was that, of course, the precision has to be top notch, right? Has to be. On top of that, clamping some of the keys can be very difficult. Now, unfortunately, like the Blue Punch and the Raitan, they can't do like the W series, right? They can't do it. but the framing can, because that jaw is absolutely amazing. And I hope if I talk about this jaw enough that other manufacturers will either get with Framing to get something similar or like it, because having a jaw like that is absolutely, like, when you look at it, for those of you who don't have one, like, if you were to take it off and just look at the jaw, you're going to be like, how in the heck is this going to hold a key? But it does, right? It really does. So talk about, okay, hold on here. Let's look at some of these combos. Yeah, okay. So Medico by Axel, I will do it, okay? I'll do it. Let's see here. How about that code machine? I would like to see a Triton versus HPC Shark or a Gymkhana. Okay. Yeah, you know, one of them might be a fun battle, guys. What do you think about this? So as you know, the Triton is coming out with new machines. And is what we should do now that I have that out, now that I'm talking and I'm thinking out loud here, is we should take the Futura Auto, which is going to be going up here soon in place of the Key Express, and we should put it up against the Triton Auto. How about that? And that might be a fun, the Triton Auto versus the Futura Auto, and see what that looks like. That might be fun. I mean, especially I might be able to find some people that don't have very much experience is the word I'm looking for, against either one, right? And so we can kind of get that fresh look for the auto. So yeah, that might be a good one. Locks in Y says he wants show us the mention of that punch again. There you go. Oh my gosh, that's good there. So yeah, Bradley, yeah, I think that's a good one. I think we can put the Triton up against some of the new Tritons. So I'll get with them in the coming days, and as soon as I can get in one of those new Tritons, let's definitely put it through the paces, right? Let's see what it's all about. You know, that's something I haven't done with the older Triton. I probably should have. We saw quite a few of them. People seem to be pretty happy. So I will be bringing those in, and we'll be doing some videos on them. Absolutely. So let's see here. Speaking of which, does the new Triton Plus use the same jaws as the original? You know, I don't know, because I have not seen the new one. So I haven't seen the new one in person, I should say. So let's go ahead. I'll get one in. We'll definitely give it the run through. Let's see what the Plus, how it holds up. And, you know, when it starts getting like the Plus machine, right, which does all of the stuff, right, both residential, commercial, automotive, there's a lot that machine needs to do to really be on the, you know, on the top end of the market today. So good price point from what it looks like. And so if it can definitely go through the paces, man, I mean, we might have a good lower cost. Now, let's actually, you know what, let's keep going on some other subjects here while I'm at it. So a lot of people ask, okay, why there are some other alternative code machines, electronic code machines on the market today that we don't sell, okay? And the reason we don't sell them is because of me. And the main reason for that is that, like, if I know that you're not, if when you buy it, that you can't get factory support, okay, like real factory support, I don't want to sell it, because I tell you what, like, it's all fun and games until you need help, and then you can't get any. And you know, I will say we have sold some of the other ones that don't that are just imported machines, and it just hasn't been good all in all, right? There's times, you know, and I get it. Hey, we obviously have to sell products to make money, right? I mean, that's how we're in business. But selling items that I know that, if a problem happens, how you're going to get that support is not going to be great. Okay. And so that's just not one of those things that it's just not good. Like, you're going to want to return it to us, right? If you get a machine and the manufacturer says it has a year warranty and 6 months in, or even out of the box, right, you have a problem, something like that, well, you're going to call us up and want us to, return it, exchange it, refund it, one of those things. And I really don't blame you for that, because, well, it's under warranty and you can't get any help. And so because of that, I've just chosen to not go down that route. We do review that fairly often. And I'm not saying that we never will, but until we can have a solid plan to give good tech support, It's just better. It's better for us just to sell the products that do have some level of tech support. Now, of course, I can't control whether or not you might have a bad experience with that, with the tech support of whatever manufacturer it is. I mean, we try to step in and help with those situations, but we really, really just want to give everyone the best experience we can when you buy a machine, right? And the second part, and then I'll leave it alone after this, okay? Now that I'm rambling. But the second part to this equation for me is this. When you buy like electronics and all that stuff change all the time. And the code series, right? If you don't have a good code series program on the machine or being able to tie it into something, it's essentially worthless. And so to buy a machine that in 2 or 3 years, okay, let me give you an example here. So if you were like, if you were to buy the original Triton machine, okay, and you have one, you still need some support on that machine, right? Now, at some point, they're not going to be able to service it anymore. Okay, they're not. But you're not, just because they came out with a new machine, it's, they're not just going to cut you off hard and dry and be like, oh, you know, that's old machine, tough luck, right? And that's one of the reasons, like with Ilco, with the older UltraCode machines, you know, we still have some here. We cut them, right? They have 750,000 keys a piece cut on it. And just until recently, they quit. They were still servicing them for us. We actually sent them in right before the deadline to make sure that we could you know, get it one last service before we know they weren't going to service them anymore. So having that, like zooming out just a little bit and knowing that, okay, this machine might be a little cheaper today, but in 2 to 3 years from now, am I still going to have support? Are they still going to have parts? And, you know, is it something that I can help build my business on? So that's why we've chosen to sell the machines that we do sell and not sell the ones that we don't. And yeah, so that's kind of where it's at and how it stands for now. But the door is always open for some of these other manufacturers for us to start selling the products. Okay. Like, I'm not saying the door's not there, but, and the truth is we've left quite a bit of money on the table by choosing to not sell those. But at the end of the day, for all of us to know that we're doing the best we can to support our customers is most important. So anyways, yeah. Yeah, there you have it. So once again, sorry, Javon couldn't make it today. I'll definitely reschedule with him and get it. But like I said, I got a phone call shortly before live. And unfortunately, you know, as you guys know, sometimes you go to a job, it ends up being way more work than you think. And the last thing I would want him to do is to stop doing that job and come, you know, and come live with me. So I'm glad he's finishing it. I'm glad everything's good. And yeah. So yeah, there you have it. Well, hey, I love all the comments we see here. Adrian, how's it going? Locks NY, Jenkins Locks, George Blair, Lockjaw Manufacturing. Hey, if you haven't checked out their stuff, make sure you go to Instagram and check it out. Chris has a lot of good stuff coming on. Speaking of Chris, we should probably have you on again soon and talk about some of the new products you got going on. So hit me up and let's do that for sure. Odin's Lock, Doug Kimber, Vernon, AZ Sky. Guys, thank you all so much for coming on, Snake. And yeah, so hey, you know, I have some homework after this live, right? This little impromptu live. So we're going to get a biaxle key machine battle against the Key Express versus the OEM Medico machine. I'm excited to see that one myself. So that will be good for sure. So without further ado, let's get into the giveaway. Here we go. All right, so let's get on the same page first here. So what to do if you win? You're going to want to email us your shipping info to sales@clksupplies.com or call us at 800-848-6989 and we'll send your gifts soon. How to win? Comment on our videos and include the hashtag LockBoss. Winners will be chosen from comments on the previous week's video. All right. Here we go. This week's winners, and I know some of you who are on live earlier saw it when I hit the button too many times, and well, let's pretend none of us saw who the winners are. Okay, here we go. Here we go. All right. Winner number one this week is Adrian Hawley. Adrian, congratulations. I see you're on live. How cool is that? That worked out good. So congrats to you. Here we go. Winner number two this week is Curto Lock and Key. Curto, congratulations. Here we go. Winner number three this week is Mr. Lock Picker. Mr. Lock Picker, congratulations. Here we go. Winner number four this week is LPG. LPG, congratulations. And last but not least, winner number five this week is Bears Back. Bears Back, congratulations. Make sure all of you winners contact us to make sure we get your shipping info correct. And of course, we're always going to hook you up. And of course, we'd love to see pictures. You know, sometimes, if you notice, sometimes we go through seasons of where we will show you what we're going to be giving away. Other times we don't. It's kind of fun that way for us to mix it up. But yeah, congratulations to all the winners. Thank you for all the comments. You know, I was traveling last week, so I'm a little behind on the comments, but I will get caught up here shortly. Thank you all for the great comments. I've seen a lot of them. Appreciate everyone putting your input in, helping people out, being kind, right? I mean, it's like how the internet should be, right? So, and we have all of you to thank for that. But anyways, I hope all of you have a absolutely great Tuesday evening. We have a video coming out here in just a couple of days, and we'll see you same place, same time. And guess what? Next week, we're doing more trivia. So I already have some questions. I already got going here, and we're going to dig a little deeper. We're going to dig a little deeper this next trivia session. So I can't wait to give the trivia to you, I guess you'd say. But anyways, everybody, thank you. Have a great evening. I'll see you later.